Introduction. Throughout the course of history, mankind has sought to develop new ways to record, track, and make better use of time. From the invention of the sundial to the introduction of the modern calendar, the need to responsibly understand and manage time has been a concern to individuals, both in their professional and personal lives, for thousands of years. Modern methods of time management incorporate various ways of recording time to help an individual identify barriers to the effective use of time. Long and short-term goal setting is encouraged. The term time management also applies to any number of methods which may be employed to help an individual organize and prioritize the goals to be accomplished. Popular methods of time management practiced in the 21st century include the Pareto analysis, the Poseck method, and time boxing, among a myriad of others. Each method proposes its own unique system to help the individual user manage time in a more orderly and productive fashion. Tools used in time management may include either traditional or digital resources such as planners, organizers, and/or calendars. Additionally, goal-setting outlines and specific formulas, which include various methods for prioritizing and organizing goals, are also used to assist in the effective management of time. Time management techniques may also assist individuals in pinpointing and eliminating habits that interfere with the productive use of time. At the same time, many methods provide insight into the development of new and better habits, which increase the rate of performance and the ability of the individual to achieve goals on a regular basis. How managing your time can save you time. Do you rely on your skills as an internet marketer to generate income? You may sell your services to others or use your skills to drive traffic to a website you monetized. Regardless of how you make money as an internet marketer, you must not only have good marketing skills, but good time management skills. Why? Because managing your time can save you time. Managing your time can save you time. That sounds like a neat and catchy phrase, but is it really true? Yes, it is. Unfortunately, many individuals look at good time management as nothing more than a useful skill. Yes, it is, but it can be so much more. It can be transformed into a time-saving and money-making tool. How? An important component of time management is knowing how your time is spent. For example, how do you market a website for yourself or a paid client? Do you submit articles to directories, submit websites to directory lists, or you buy advertisements? If so, you are on the right path, as you are getting work done. But, are you using your time to its fullest extent? One of the many pitfalls of working as an internet marketer is that you work from home and on the computer. There are many benefits to doing so, but many cons as well. One of those being rampant distractions. Every time you turn around, you may find a distraction. These distractions could include an incoming phone call from a relative, a sink full of dirty dishes, an interesting website you found online, or computer games. Are you avoiding these distractions, eliminating them as an issue, toning them out, or falling victim to their allure? If falling victim to their allure, you are not making full use of your time. But wait! Above, you stated that you are getting many internet marketing tasks done throughout the day. Yes, this is good, but you are still not making full use of your time. Even if you send an email to a family member, you are wasting time. It doesn't matter whether you spend 30 seconds or 3 minutes sending that email, it is still wasted time. When your workday involves more than just working, you get less done. By eliminating distractions and improving your time management, you can get more done. This is nice, but look at it from an opportunity standpoint. When you finish your to-do list quicker, you can do something else. If you are an avid internet user, your newfound free time may be spent focusing on researching new internet marketing tactics, but it could also be spent with your friends or family. In addition to saving you time, properly managing your time can also help you generate income. In fact, it can prevent you from losing money. When an internet marketer, you generate income by either selling your service or marketing a product you sell. Regardless of which category you fall into, time management is vital to your success and your high earnings. By eliminating distractions and doing nothing but work during business hours, you distribute more links over the internet and complete more paid projects. In short, time management is more than just a nice skill to have. When properly used, it can be a money-making and time-saving tool.
Chapter 1, Time Management, Goal Setting.
Time management methods most often incorporate some element of the goal-setting process as a key ingredient for overall effective use of time. Whether in the personal or professional realm, goal-setting is an important aspect in becoming a productive individual who effectively manages time. When speaking of goals, this term will include any number of specific tasks which need to be completed, from household chores to major business proposals. Tasks to be performed are referred to as either short, medium, or long-term goals, depending on the available time the individual has to complete them. Short-term goals may be thought of as daily goals. These often include everyday chores, as well as projects which need to be completed immediately. In effective time management, a list of short-term goals is formulated, and each goal on that list is completed on a daily basis. Medium-term goals are often goals that need to be completed within 1 week to 1 month of time. Depending on the amount of time required to complete the goal, a medium term may be broken up into smaller pieces to be accomplished daily. For instance, a project which will take 6 to 7 hours to complete can be broken into pieces, requiring only 1 hour per day. Long-term goals can reflect major undertakings, such as obtaining a college degree, building a new home, or any number of other such goals. These goals are broken down into daily, weekly, monthly, and even yearly goals. For instance, to obtain a college degree in 4 years, the individual will need to research financial options, register for classes, take and pass specific subjects, complete homework assignments, etc. Long-term goals are best managed when broken down into small sections, each one a step toward completion of the final goal. Planning for long-term goals to ensure better time management. Learning time management skills often requires the setting of long, medium, and short-term goals. When evaluating the number of goals to be completed, planning when exactly how you will meet your specific goals is one of the most important steps in the process.
One example of a long-term goal might be to build a home of your own. Simply setting this goal is not nearly enough. If you really hope to accomplish your goal, you must have a detailed plan in place to help you achieve it. Effective time management skills include setting deadlines for when you will meet your entire goals, as well as thinking through all of the small steps that you will need to take along the way. This is the planning process, and it requires that you make commitments to yourself in order to meet your long-term goals. If your goal is to build a house within the next 2 years, then the next step is to detail all the things you will need to do in order to accomplish that goal.
It is also important to set shorter deadlines for each phase of this process. In this case, some of the things you might need to accomplish in order to fulfill your goal and the deadlines you might apply could be: find a piece of land on which to build by December, blueprints for the home complete by March, hire contractors by June, purchase materials by July, etc. In this way, you break down complicated, long-term goals into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Chapter 2, Time Management Tips for Home-Based Workers.
Many Americans work outside of the home, but you may not be most Americans.
If you work from home, time management may be a problem.
Yes, working from home has its benefits, and there are many, but distractions are easy to come by.
So, how do you avoid distractions and increase your earning potential when working from home?
Work the same hours every day.
Whether you work from home part-time or full-time, having a set work schedule is advised. When your hours vary, you may find it harder to work.
It is also advised that you work during the hours you perform the best.
In fact, that is one of the many freedoms of working from home: you can typically set your own hours.
Do you perform better working during the day or at night?
To improve your productivity, choose work hours that work best for you.
Work around your schedule.
If you work full-time, you may spend all day or all night in front of the computer.
This may not give you much flexibility.
However, if you work part-time from home as an internet marketer, you have the freedom to set your own hours, as there are less hours to dictate.
When choosing which hours to work, it is important to look at your daily activities.
Do you have a morning exercise routine?
Or, do you take your children to school each day?
Instead of working for 2 hours, stopping, and starting again, arrange your schedule so that you can work continuously.
This will result in less distractions, more efficient work, and better productivity.
Do not answer the phone.
A problem with working from home is that it is a concept that not everyone understands. For example, you may have friends or family who actually assume you are home watching television all day.
Yes, you aren't, but these individuals often do not know better. This may result in multiple phone calls to your home during work hours. So, what do you do? Avoid answering the phone.
If you are a parent, this may be difficult.
For that reason, rely on the use of caller identification and an answering machine. This allows you to be alerted in the event of an emergency.
As for why you should avoid answering the phone, you would not talk on the phone all day when working outside of the home, so don't do it when working inside.
Avoid distractions.
Before you can successfully avoid distractions, you need to determine what distracts you.
Unfortunately, distractions are common when working from home.
While working at your computer, you may glance over to a sink full of dirty dishes.
Instead of stopping what you are doing, create a schedule.
Set aside a daily block of time, such as 1 or 2 hours, to complete housework.
In keeping with distractions, you will find the internet to be a huge one.
Since you work from your computer, it is easy to go from using the internet as a research tool to communication with friends. If your weakness is checking your email multiple times a day, reading the news, or visiting online message boards to socialize, stay away from these websites.
As an extreme measure, temporarily block them from your computer. Remember, your ability to work depends on your income.
If you work from home as an internet marketer, the time and energy you put into work will depend on your income.
This is one of the benefits and pitfalls to working from home. The more work you complete, the more income you will generate.
However, if you find yourself easily distracted, not only will you fall behind, but you may lose money. Simply remembering that time is money can serve as a much-needed source of motivation. In short, working from home is beneficial, but it is not an easy task. To increase your income level, improve your time management skills.
This is easy to do with simple tools, such as an alarm clock, schedule, or to-list.
Creating a time management plan.
Do you do internet marketing?
Whether it is your job to market websites, services, and products for others, or if you are marketing your own personal projects, time management is key. In fact, your ability to work and manage your time is directly related to your income earnings.
The more links you distribute and the more interest you generate, the more money you should make.
Since time management is an important component of becoming a successful and profitable internet marketer, you may wish to revamp the daily managing of your time.
If so, continue reading on for 6 easy steps to get started.
Brainstorm.
Do not make the mistake of jumping right into work. Instead, take the time to brainstorm and develop a list of internet marketing tasks.
Decide what you want to do for the day.
How do you want to market and advertise today? Do you want to update your website or blog? Do you want to submit to article directories? Do you want to buy advertisements on similar websites?
If so, list these items on a scrap sheet of paper.
Prioritize. You might assume that you are done after brainstorming your daily tasks, but you are not.
Next, you want to create a to-do list or a detailed schedule.
To get started, prioritize.
If working for yourself, as opposed to a client, you have more freedom.
It is best to start with internet marketing tactics you know will work.
Since there is less gamble, your work and the energy you put forth should pay off.
For example, submitting articles to article directories is safer than using Twitter to generate clicks to a website.
Set time limits. As previously stated, you can create a detailed schedule.
When doing so, use blocks of time.
For example, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. can be used for writing and submitting one article to ezinearticles.com.
This gives you 1 hour to do the task.
Yes, it does apply pressure, but a time limit can also serve as a source of motivation.
If you opt to create a detailed schedule, set aside specific blocks of time.
Even if you don't take this approach, still create a time limit.
Before you start each task, create a goal time to have it completed by.
Stay organized.
Those who are unorganized often have poor time management.
And those with poor time management are often unorganized.
To improve the use of your time, get organized.
Make sure you are working in a clean and professional environment, even if only working from a laptop at your kitchen table.
know when to outsource. Outsourcing is not the preferred method of internet marketing, as it does cost money.
With that said, there will come a point in time where you fall behind or feel overwhelmed.
This is when you should outsource.
Outsourced projects do not need to be large.
So, even if you only hire a writer to write one article for directory submission, you are still receiving much-needed marketing help. Don't waste time. The biggest time waster when working as an internet marketer is the internet.
Yes, this seems ironic, but it is true.
There are millions of things to do on the computer and online.
Therefore, it is easy to get distracted and waste time.
Set rules for yourself.
For example, no checking your personal email, no communication with friends on Instant Messenger, no playing computer games, and no surfing the internet for random websites while working.
The internet is a great source of entertainment, but not when you should be doing your job.
Chapter 3: The Pozek Method of Time Management.
One popular method of time management that has proven to be effective for many people is the Pozek method. Pozek stands for Prioritize by Organizing, Streamline, Economizing, and Contributing. To prioritize means to put first things first.
The Pozek method is loosely based around Laszlo's theories regarding the hierarchy of needs.
It gives the individual a realistic tool for setting priorities as they pertain to one's own unique needs and life goals.
Organizing involves making a plan to work on goals that will help the individual feel more stable and secure.
This is a plan for meeting the individual's most basic needs, including food, clothing, shelter, safety, and especially for love and acceptance.
Streamlining applies to those dirty little jobs that no one wants to do, but everyone must do, such as work and chores.
This involves managing and maintaining one's stability and security.
Economizing refers to things that should be done, or things that are enjoyable, but which also may not be urgently in need of being done.
Lower on the list of priorities. Contributing involves social contribution.
What you give back to the world, when other goals are met, then this becomes more feasible based on Laszlo's understanding of the human psyche.
The Pozek method offers clear guidance for assisting an individual in prioritizing goals.
Theoretically, this method should encourage movement upward on the hierarchy charts.
Since Laszlo's theories are intricately related to this method of time management, it is helpful if the individual applying this method is familiar with his research in regard to the hierarchy of needs.
The Pareto analysis and time management.
Pareto was an economist who theorized that 80% of all problems result from 20% of all causes. This may seem like a complex theory which is too difficult to apply to such a thing as time management, but the Pareto 80-20 rule, as it has come to be termed, can be very beneficial when applied to problem solving in any form.
One of the first steps in learning to effectively utilize time is to identify repeated patterns in your daily schedule that may be interfering with productivity.
In looking over daily records of your time, you may notice certain blocks of time which are not being used to their fullest. Once having identified these blocks of time, you can begin to make changes in your daily routine.
Pareto's 80-20 rule basically means that if you can identify and change only 20% of the causes of problems in your current time management system, you can subsequently fix 80% of those problems.
An example of this would be to identify only 2 15-minute blocks of time in your normal day when you find that you are being the least productive.
By changing the way you currently use these two small blocks of time, theoretically you should be able to increase your productivity by up to 80%.
Better time management does not mean giving up all free time or all the time you currently spend relaxing or enjoying your life.
Instead, it helps you set priorities for managing time, eliminate wasted time, and gain more control over how you use this valuable resource.
Chapter 4: The Importance of Delegating Tasks.
One way that many people can increase their productivity and thereby improve upon their overall time management skills is through learning to delegate responsibilities to others. Whether in personal or professional life, no man is an island unto himself.
When time constraints and looming deadlines threaten, it is not the weak person, but the strong one, that can assign some of the burden to others.
Many people with time management difficulties simply have taken on too much.
In one's personal life, it can be difficult to say no, and in one's professional life, it can be downright impossible.
An angry boss or supervisor is not something anyone wants to deal with.
If you find yourself in a crunch that you can't possibly get out of, this may be the time when you simply must call in the reinforcements. Whenever possible, a team approach to large projects and difficult tasks should be adopted in the professional world. While some people may have a difficult time trusting others to carry their share of the load, learning to delegate can be an important step into more effectively using your time. Decide upon what skills you have and which aspects of the project are most suited to your own level of ability and creativity. Assign smaller tasks, such as running copies, doing research work, to others. This frees up your time and energy to concentrate on the more important aspects of the job. At-home tasks can be delegated to other family members. Even the youngest child can learn to do some chores, such as picking up toys or putting towels on a shelf. By requiring children to share some of the burden of household chores, you are also teaching them to be responsible and helping them prepare for adulthood. Viewing time as a non-renewable resource. When time is viewed as a non-renewable resource, it often becomes easier to understand the importance of managing it wisely. As with any resource, there is a direct relationship between the supply of and the demand for that resource. When there is an overabundance of time, it is more easily wasted. Likewise, when there is a shortage of the resource, in this case, of time, it becomes necessary to more effectively manage even the smallest amount of it. Beginning to effectively manage time often begins with a change in perspective regarding time. Each day provides only a specific number of hours, minutes, and seconds in which to accomplish goals and complete tasks. When working under a deadline, then, every minute or hour is considered a resource which one could feasibly use to the full extent in order to meet a specific goal. The resource is non-renewable. Each moment or hour that is used up is a percentage of a resource which will not be replenished. When there is a shortage of any resource, it becomes important to closely monitor its uses. Consider the response to a shortage of water. Certain activities are eliminated from use, such as watering plants, whenever there is a state of drought. Limited activities make the most use of the resources available. The individual undertaking a time management program then will need to learn to identify the ways in which even the smallest amount of time is wasted, as well as to carefully oversee their own limited supply of this valuable resource. Chapter 5: Simple Tools for Time Management. There are no hard and fast rules about what tools you must own if you are going to embark on a mission to improve your time management skills. The following simple tools, however, are inexpensive and can help make the process of tracking, planning, and organizing your time easier and less burdensome. Time Monitor Journal. This resource comes in both the digital and traditional varieties. It is useful in helping you to monitor and record your own use of time in order to identify key areas for change. While a special journal is not needed, you may find that a ready-made one saves you time in the long run by doing the majority of the work for you prior to the actual recording of your activities. Planner. Available in digital and traditional formats, planners are wonderful for recording goals, making notes, keeping track of appointments, and more. A planner is a must-have to help you stay organized and on target when working toward your goals. Select a planner that allows you enough room to keep track of a number of appointments and daily goals, but that is small enough so that you are able to carry it with you at all times. Organizer. These can be useful for planning a specific project or managing a number of projects all at the same time. Digital and traditional versions of project organizers are available that can help you stay on top of the job. Identifying obstacles to effective time management. When you first begin to undertake a time management program, it is beneficial to record your daily activities for no less than 1 week. One option for doing this is to keep a journal or notebook with you throughout the day, for the period during which you will be doing the recording. Using both the front and back of a plain sheet of paper in your journal, draw 12 rectangles, several inches wide. You will have 6 on each side. Each rectangle will represent an hour of time in a typical 12-hour day. Label each rectangle with hour increments, such as 700 to 8 o'clock a.m. for the first, 900 to 10 o'clock a.m. for the second, and so on. You will do this every day for 1 week. Each block is reserved for you to record the activities that you perform during that specific time period. An example of a block of time could be 7 to 8 a.m., Monday showered. Brushed hair, teeth. Made and ate breakfast. Dressed for work. Applied makeup. Balanced checkbook.
drove to the office.
Make notes as often as you can, and be specific in the details that you record.
At the end of the week, look back through your journal and make note of any blocks of time that you could have made better use of.
Some amount of fun and free time is important to your overall health and well-being, but if you notice that there are continuous blocks of time that are not being managed wisely, this is a good place to start to make some changes in your daily time management habits.
Chapter 6: Increase Your Productivity with Daily Habits.
Everybody wants to get more done and feel like they accomplished something at the end of the day.
While there are millions of different tips for productivity out there, you can increase your productivity levels by changing a few daily habits.
Here's how you can improve your productivity by changing the following daily habits.
Arrive early, stay later.
If you live in a congested city, you can save some time and beat traffic by starting your day earlier.
When you're not wasting your time sitting in traffic, you can start working on your most essential tasks sooner.
Your ability to save hours not sitting in traffic will drastically increase your productivity.
Make it a habit to arrive early and stay a bit later, and you'll notice an increase in your productivity.
Plan the night before.
Spending just 15 minutes before you go to bed creating and prioritizing your to-do list for the next day will give you a head start the following day.
After you create your to-do list, spend a few minutes marking the tasks that are important to remind you that those tasks have to be done to push you forward in achieving your goals.
Have lunch outside the office.
While small, this habit can have a huge and powerful effect on how you work for the rest of the day.
Using your lunch to get out of your work environment can refresh your creativity, significantly reduce your stress levels, and help you refocus when it's time to get back to work.
Consider taking a short walk to help clear your head and think about what you want to accomplish the rest of the day.
Minimize distractions.
Distractions are everywhere.
If you work from a computer, you have the temptation of checking your social media and surfing the internet, among other things.
There are plenty of tools that can help you minimize these distractions.
If you work in an office with a door, place a Do Not Disturb sign up so your coworkers know not to bother you.
Always keep your goals in sight.
After you've set your goals, keep them in sight at all times.
You want to write your goals down and keep them in a place where you will end up seeing them throughout your day.
Being able to see your goals throughout the day will give you the motivation to get tasks done that move you closer to accomplishing them.
Changing these five habits will move you toward being a more productive person.
Keep track of your results and watch as the small daily victories start to transform your life.
Improve your productivity with these hacks.
It seems that the one thing that technology can't help us create is more time.
There are only 24 hours in a day, so if you want to increase your productivity, you need to have a better sense regarding time management.
When it comes to managing your time, it is essential to understand that time management isn't about trying to squeeze as many tasks as possible into a day, but instead finding a way to work smarter.
If you're looking to improve your productivity, here are some essential time management hacks to help you along the way.
Get enough sleep.
Often, our rest and sleep are sacrificed to gain more time in the day.
Being well-rested, well-fed, and having a healthy body removes the distractions that will rob us of our time.
When you can get enough sleep every night, your focus is sharper, your attention span is longer, and your quality of work is higher, which lends itself to an increase in productivity.
Plan ahead.
When you can take the time to outline the events of the coming day, you provide your mind with the time to work through the tasks while you are sleeping.
This allows you to start your day with many of the subtle details already worked out.
Before you go to bed each night, take a few minutes to evaluate what you achieved.
Spend a few minutes clearing your workspace and create a list of the tasks that you need to complete the following day.
Create work bundles.
Various tasks that you have to perform require different skills and different ways of executing them.
To save yourself time with reorienting yourself between jobs, create work bundles.
Grouping similar tasks together that require related skill sets will allow you to more easily flow from one segment or tasks to the next without a break.
Create routines.
There are some tasks that you work on that require little to no thought.
You can create a routine for these kinds of functions that will allow you to accomplish them without becoming distracted from the real tasks at hand.
Establishing routines is similar to your overall planning and execution, but with the sole intention of automation.
Work on the hard tasks first.
We tend to tackle the easy tasks on our lists first because they don't take much time to complete, which will leave you with more time to work on more involved things. However, to increase your productivity, you should tackle the more difficult tasks first with your fresh energy, which will make the lighter tasks flow quickly. When it comes to time management, there is always time for improvement. Try to take into account the above tips, and you will find yourself getting more done in less time.
Chapter 7: Ways to Dramatically Increase Productivity.
Being productive at work can be challenging. It can be hard to know where to start managing your time in ways that are conducive to your productivity. No matter who you are, it can be a struggle to understand how to structure your time effectively. No matter who you are or what you do for work, you need to be on point with how to manage your time. Here are 5 of the best ways that you can dramatically increase your productivity.
Turn off all distractions.
Every time an email pops up on your screen, every time your phone buzzes, or when your office door opens, your train of thought is destroyed. We all like to believe that we can both participate in a group chat and write our presentation, but the truth is, we can't.
Your best work comes with silence.
If you want to increase your productivity, then you have to turn off all the distractions.
Stop multitasking.
It can be incredibly tempting to want to try and take care of several tasks at once.
However, it has been proven that multitasking just doesn't work.
If you think that you can efficiently juggle phone calls, emails, and presentations without losing your productivity, you're fooling yourself. If you want to increase your productivity, you need to focus on one task at a time.
Take breaks.
You might think that spending more time working will help you get more things done, however, when you're burned out, you will never work as well.
Studies show that taking regular breaks during the day will dramatically help increase concentration and boost your mood.
To help boost your productivity, take short breaks and walk around the office or grab a midday latte.
Implement the 2-minute rule.
Make the most of your time by filling those tiny windows of downtime with actual tasks. Finding and completing tasks that take less than 2 minutes to finish will save you time during the day. If you have tasks that you can complete in 2 minutes or less, just jump in and do them.
Tackle the biggest tasks when you're alert. Understanding when you work best is key to completing the big projects on time. No set schedule works for everyone.
If you're a morning person, tackle your big tasks when you first start your day.
Not every day will be productive, so don't beat yourself up over it.
Instead, try to refocus your energy and implement these productivity tips into your day.
Once you find what works for you, you'll be amazed at how much you can get done.
Habits that will kill your time management efforts. Engaging and maintaining your productivity is a difficult thing to do for most people, especially when the internet is just a mouse click away, and unfortunately, your bad habits are killing your productivity.
Luckily, it doesn't have to be this way.
All it takes to get your productivity back on track is a little awareness and some quick action on your part.
Here are 6 habits that will kill your time management efforts and decrease your productivity.
Multitasking. Of all the bad habits, one of the worst and most common is multitasking.
Multitasking tricks you into producing incomplete, subpar work daily.
When you fall into the habit of multitasking, you aren't doing multiple tasks at the same time, but rather you are giving partial focus to a single task while giving the majority of your attention to switching jobs.
Not having a work routine.
You're setting yourself up for disaster if you are in the habit of working whenever you feel like it.
It is essential you establish a work routine if you want to get your mind into a productive gear.
Without a work routine, you will always go into your work mode cold, which can make getting into the zone much harder.
Being a perfectionist.
Another common productivity killer is perfectionism, which can manifest itself in many ways, including being thrown off balance when things don't go your way or having unrealistically high work standards. When you set unrealistic standards for work, you will tend to work your tasks to death. This can lead to falling behind, which then causes a mountain of tasks to build up.
Having a giant to-do list.
When you are creating your to-do list, it can be easy to get overzealous and fill it with a dozen or more tasks that you most likely won't be able to complete. If you can only finish half of your to-do list at the end of the day, it can lead to you feeling overwhelmed. Unfortunately, when you start to feel overwhelmed, you can quickly lose your momentum.
Being indecisive.
Indecision can quickly bring a productive work session to a halt.
When you don't know what to decide on, you end up sifting through the information you have and mentally rehearsing the pros and cons until you end up making a decision. Indecisiveness can eat up a lot of energy and willpower in the process and derail your work.
These are just a few of the bad habits that could be responsible for killing your time management efforts.
If you find that your productivity is lacking, take a look at your daily habits to see if any of them could be sabotaging your time management efforts and productivity.
Chapter 8: Do Less and Accomplish More. Entrepreneurs are both blessed and cursed. On the one hand, they have more control of when, where, and what kind of work they do. On the other hand, most self-employed business people tend to end up working crazy hours.
Fortunately, there are some simple ways for you to start to do less while accomplishing more.
Employ the 80-20 rule.
If you want to get more done in less time, then you need to create your daily work schedule around the Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule.
Creating a daily work schedule using the 80-20 rule will allow you to spend 80% of your day working on the most critical tasks and 20% of your time on the menial but necessary tasks.
Disconnect.
If you want to keep your mind fresh and your energy levels up, then you need to take a break from your work frequently.
Don't continue to work under the assumption that you have to work harder to accomplish your goals.
Taking frequent breaks throughout the day and disconnecting from your email and phone calls and stepping away on the weekends will allow your brain to refresh and your body to recover.
Be willing to say no.
Those who are highly successful have to contend with many demands on their time.
It is essential that you know what it is you want to achieve and be willing to say no to other projects.
Working less and achieving more is necessary for a balanced life.
If you can't achieve that balance, then you'll quickly find yourself overwhelmed and on the verge of burning out.
Prioritize your tasks and be willing to pass on other work and projects.
Have a plan.
While most entrepreneurs have a long-term plan on how they're going to reach their goals, they fail to plan and prioritize their days.
When you are scattered throughout the day, you aren't able to maximize your time.
If you want to get more done, then you need to set some time aside every evening to plan out and prioritize the tasks you need to accomplish the next day that will move you forward toward achieving your goals.
Outsource where you can.
This doesn't just apply to work tasks that someone else would be better suited to complete.
Think about the 20% of menial but necessary jobs that you have to complete every day and determine if you can outsource them to a freelance or contract worker.
While it is impossible to restart your career overnight, taking these 5 time management strategies can significantly improve your productivity.
Ways to improve time management skills.
Managing time has become an all too real struggle for entrepreneurs these days.
With so much to do in both their work and personal lives, it can be challenging to get things done in during a day.
There are many ways for entrepreneurs to improve their time management skills to help them get more accomplished in less time.
Here are 4 ideas for entrepreneurs to enhance their time management.
Make a schedule and stick to it.
You can start to improve your time management skills by taking the time to organize your days and weeks in advance.
While there will always be surprises that you'll have to deal with, you're more likely to be able to tackle those surprises better because you have an idea about what tasks and responsibilities you have to deal with each day.
Prioritize.
Learning how to prioritize is the second way to improve time management skills.
If you want to execute your projects efficiently, then you have to decide which stages or components of the project are essential to your business.
You have to be able to determine which activities and tasks will deliver the best returns for your business.
Set boundaries.
If you want to be able to work in peace, then you need to inform those you work with when you're not available.
Your partners and employees can't read minds, so it is your job to set appropriate boundaries when necessary.
Make sure that you communicate your limits in a polite, yet direct manner to ensure that you can have the time you need to work on essential tasks.
Account for good distractions.
There will always be distractions that get the best of you, no matter how hard you try to avoid them.
However, no one can work for hours on end, and to stay productive, we all need breaks.
The best thing you can do is accept this reality and try to incorporate some distractions into your schedule.
Try to block out some downtime every day.
This might mean setting aside a few minutes to take a short walk, grab a cup of coffee, or find some other stress management activities that you can do.
Managing your time requires discipline, planning, and a healthy attitude. However, if you get it right, you will start to notice improved productivity and lower levels of stress.
Chapter 9: Time Management Tactics for Busy Entrepreneurs. Being an entrepreneur entails many professional and personal traits. It takes a lot to be able to launch, execute, grow, and scale a business. As a result, entrepreneurs have to be extra careful with every decision, and being able to manage their time correctly is an invaluable skill.
Here are 4 time management tactics that busy entrepreneurs can employ to get more done.
Break down activities into simple problems.
It requires more energy to utilizing your consciousness, but this is something that can be avoided if you can simplify your problems.
Improving your time management skills will require you to establish a process and then break it down into smaller, automatic operations that you can grasp quickly and that don't require intensive consumption of your resources.
Successful entrepreneurs take the time to break complex tasks down into smaller pieces to make the process easier to comprehend and follow.
Create prioritization system.
Priorities differ from business to business and are generally shaped around deadlines, the importance of execution, ROI, and reach.
Learning how to prioritize both your long-term activities and the short-term goals that are necessary for you to realize incremental results is critical and requires you to plan your tasks carefully.
Start with a simple task.
The quickest way to become demotivated is by failing to complete a complicated and broad task over the course of the day and will prevent you from realizing progress with your weekly planning.
The best way to break the ice is by starting your day working on a trivial task that will give you a head start.
Starting your day with a simple task will put your productivity in motion and allow you to focus on more complex projects later on.
Create a long-term roadmap.
Planning is a repetitive task that can drag you away from your day-to-day activities.
Creating a long-term plan can allow you to better focus on your goals and help you decide whether new tasks that come up are in line with your goals.
When you can define the well-known duties that are crucial to your success, you can determine the expected outcomes and measure them every month.
Preparing a long-term roadmap will also provide you a clearer picture of your weekly availability.
No matter how efficient your strategy for managing your time is, there is always room for improvement.
With these 4 time management tactics, you can start to improve your productivity and accomplish more throughout your day.
Practices for entrepreneurs to increase their productivity.
Regardless of how successful you already are, like most entrepreneurs and business leaders, you probably would like to become more productive.
However, the work involved with managing a company can create a ton of stress, which inevitably leads to a decrease in your productivity levels.
Use your calendar.
Most people only use their calendar to remember special events and birthdays, but this dramatically undermines the power that your calendar can serve in increasing your productivity.
A simple strategy that can increase your productivity is to schedule the major tasks you have to accomplish during the day.
Don't just create a to-do list with the functions you need to accomplish, but time block your most important tasks and projects that you need to get done.
Plan your day in advance.
Planning your day in advance can help you get a good night's sleep because you won't end up staying up all night trying to remember everything you have to get done the next day.
It also helps you to wake up excited about attacking your day because you already know what you need to do instead of wasting time trying to make a plan.
Perfect your morning routine.
If you want to take your productivity to the next level, then you have to perfect your morning routine.
How you start your day is an excellent indicator of how the rest of your day is going to go.
You need to find something that works for you and start putting it on your calendar.
If you want to increase your productivity, then you have to get serious about your morning routine.
Develop a sense of urgency.
Not having a sense of urgency will not only keep you from increasing your productivity levels, but it will also keep you from reaching your full potential and achieving your goals.
Create a trigger that will remind you to move forward with a sense of urgency.
Whether you write a reminder down on a note card or put it in your smartphone, you need to have something that will continuously remind you to get moving.
Limit distractions.
If you don't make an intentional effort to limit the distractions around you when it's time to work, your productivity will take a hit.
Keep breaks to a minimum, limit chatter with others, and stop surfing the internet when it's time to get some meaningful work done.
For entrepreneurs, every minute counts.
To help you increase your productivity, put these 5 practices in place and notice how quickly you start to accomplish more throughout your day.
Top time management apps for entrepreneurs. Your time, as an entrepreneur, is valuable.
Every minute you waste looking for your to-do list is a minute that you're not earning money and building your business.
Rather than hiring an assistant to help you keep track of your time, why not try one of these 5-time management apps for entrepreneurs? Todoist
is an app that recognizes that not every task on your to-do list is equally important. You can create multiple products for different aspects of your life and business. As you add items to your agenda, you can set priority levels and due dates. Todoist will then show you the essential tasks with the nearest due date first.
Toggle is an app that shows you how much time different tasks take to complete. This is the perfect time tracking app for entrepreneurs.
Toggle allows you to track various activities with the touch of a button, then adds up how much time you are spending on that activity each day, week, and month. This can allow entrepreneurs to know their average hourly profitability for each client and task.
Rescue Time can help you stop distractions once and for all. It runs securely in the background of all your devices and tracks how much time you spend on different websites and applications throughout the day. It will give you an accurate picture of how long you are spending on Facebook, email, and other distractions. It will provide you with detailed reports on your productivity so that you can see where you need to improve.
Letterspace is a note-taking app that is perfect for the disorganized mind. The app allows you to use hashtags and it mentions within your notes and then organizes your thoughts in the sidebar next to those tags. If you forget to tag your notes, the app also has full-text search capabilities so that you can find what you're looking for easily.
Instapaper, if you ever get distracted by an interesting video or article, Instapaper can help you stay on track.
Whenever you come across something while browsing the internet, Instapaper will send it to the app. This way you can read it later on any device.
It also allows you to comment on and highlight text in an article so that you can save and retrieve information as well as share it on social media.
These 5-time management apps will help you stay focused on what matters most so that you can quickly grow your business.
Incorporate your favorite apps into your daily routine and see how much you can accomplish.
Chapter 10, Internet Marketing and Time Management Mistakes. Are you an internet marketer who finds it difficult to stay focused and stay on task? If so, you have a time management problem. The first step in curing a time management problem is to know what the problems are. So, how do you know what your time management problems are?
An easy approach is to examine common time management mistakes and see if they apply to you.
Not realizing time is money.
Whether you sell your internet marketing services or use internet marketing to drive traffic to a website or blog where you sell a product, service, or generate income through affiliate links, time is money.
Your ability to market a product, service, website, or blog is what generates income. When you are successful, you make a sale or receive an advertisement click.
The ability to make money based on your productivity is a unique opportunity. In the corporate world, it doesn't matter how efficient and productive an employee is, they usually receive the same paycheck week after week.
Since you have a unique opportunity, realize the potential.
Remembering that time is money can serve as a source of motivation.
Using the internet for personal communication. Yes, the internet makes it easy to stay in contact with friends and family.
You are encouraged to do so, but on your own personal time.
If you are working from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., work only. Do not check your email, unless for business purposes only, avoid instant messaging programs, and so forth.
When you take the ability to socialize away from the internet, you will find it easier to manage your time and tasks.
Not knowing where you are wasting time. Unfortunately, many home-based workers waste time without realizing they are doing so. Many think that quickly checking their email won't waste time, but it can. What if you check your email multiple times a day? You could waste as much as 15 minutes or more. That doesn't count the time you may spend responding, clicking on links, and so forth.
Yes, it is important to start managing your time and right away, but first complete a trial run.
Have a pen and paper handy and go about your day. Each time you find yourself stepping away from work, record the time and what you are doing. Know that you know what your distractions are, eliminate them. Allowing distractions. Once you determine what distracts you from completing your daily internet marketing tasks, it is important to eliminate them. Do you use instant messaging programs to communicate with others for personal reasons, not business? If so, disconnect the program. When you do, it no longer becomes an issue. In addition to eliminating distractions online, look at your surroundings.
If you work from home, it is easy to find many distractions.
Background noise is ideal for some, but do you find yourself watching television instead of working? If so, shut it off.
Do not answer your phone.
Instead, use caller identification and an answering machine so you can be alerted in an emergency. Otherwise, do answer the phone.
Justifying your actions.
When they realize their common distractions, most will take steps to eliminate the problem, but others tend to justify it.
Do not do this, as it will not improve your time management skills.
A unique way to market a website, blog, product, or service is with the use of applicable internet forums.
For example, do you sell a dog obedience ebook?
If so, create a message board signature with a link and a catchy sales phrase.
Each time you post a message, your link will appear below.
So, this approach involves chatting on internet forums.
Do so, but only in moderation.
Set aside a specific block of time, such as 30 minutes or 1 hour.
Do not spend all day socializing and justifying your actions by claiming it is a marketing tactic.
Prioritizing your internet marketing tasks. Is internet marketing one of the many tasks you complete as a webmaster?
If so, you may feel overwhelmed.
After all, your to-do list may be 2 pages or longer.
So, how do you manage your time without feeling overwhelmed and worked to the max?
You do so by prioritizing your internet marketing tasks.
As nice as it is to hear that you can and should prioritize your internet marketing tasks, you may be wondering why.
For starters, prioritizing has its own benefits.
It lets you know what you need to do and how.
Items are often categorized in order based on importance.
In terms of internet marketing, this can make it easier to complete your daily duties, as well as in an effective manner.
What is ideal about prioritizing your internet marketing, aside from improving productivity, is your options.
Since it is your to-do list, you can prioritize its contents however you see fit.
For tips and suggestions on how to prioritize your tasks for the ultimate results, please continue reading on.
Before focusing on how you can prioritize your internet marketing tasks, make sure you can.
If you work as an internet marketer for hire, you work for others.
You may be provided with a specific list of duties.
This means that you might not have a choice, as these tasks may already be prioritized and in order for you.
However, if you do have freedom, start with something new. Many internet marketers put off certain tasks, especially those they have yet to try.
This is mostly due to a fear of failure.
Yes, if an internet marketing campaign falls short, you lose money and time.
But you also lose money by not taking the risk.
So, get your to-do list started with a new internet marketing technique you have yet to try.
Start with something you know works.
As previously stated, you want to try new internet marketing tactics, but that doesn't mean you have to start your day with them.
If you want to ensure your time will translate into money, start with marketing tactics you know work.
For example, have you seen an increase in website traffic due to article directory submissions?
If so, start your day producing content to be distributed.
Start with something that is easy.
Internet marketing tactics come in all different formats.
Some are easier than others.
To get the ball rolling, start with a tactic that you know is easy.
For example, do you post messages on a related forum with an advisement in your signature?
If so, this is easy.
Starting with an easy task not only gets the ball rolling, but it can also help you get into your groove.
Start with something that is hard.
Do you have a hard marketing method on your to-do list?
For example, do you want to write 2 new pages of copy for your website?
If so, you may find this hard, as it is time-consuming.
For that reason, move this step to the top of your to-do list.
When you get the harder tasks out of the way, you can breathe a sigh of relief and stop ferreting about it.
There are many ways to prioritize a to-do list.
Your choice should depend on your own personal preferences.
With that said, look for an approach that is easy to work with and one that improves productivity.
Conclusion. Do you work from home and on your computer?
If so, you are lucky, but also susceptible to distractions and interruptions. Working from home does have its benefits, but interruptions are common.
So, how do you manage your time when something always comes up?
Toning out interruptions and distractions is not easy, but it can work.
For example, are you working at an internet cafe instead of at home?
If so, you will find a lot of noise.
Don't let the noise bother you.
Instead, just focus your attention on your work and the tasks at hand. In fact, you may no longer notice the background noise after a few minutes, as you learn to tone it out.
As a last resort, relocate to a quieter location.
Continue to work. The best way to not let distractions and interruptions ruin your ability to market is to keep on working.
No matter what, do it.
Focus your attention solely on the internet marketing tasks at hand and nothing else.
This allows you to get your work done and on time.
Note, continuing to work and ignoring interruptions can improve your productivity, but there are some instances where this is not advised.
For example, are you a parent? Do not ignore or tone out your children.
Do not get frustrated. Getting frustrated is the worst thing you can do when faced with a disruption or interruption when working. If you need to, take a short break or take deep breaths.
Remember that distractions are usually only temporary.
For example, if someone calls you and you answer the phone, end the conversation quickly. Interruptions that only last a few minutes can still cause you to lose focus and time, but they are not worth getting upset over.
Handle the interruptions. The best way to handle interruptions when working is to deal with them so they no longer become an issue. For example, are you a parent whose small child is asking for a drink?
Making your child wait, even just for 5 minutes, will likely result in even more interruptions.
So, get your child a drink and then start working again.
The same can be said with distracting telephone calls.
If someone keeps calling your home, answer the phone. If it is not an emergency, explain that you are working and end the call.
Tell the caller you will call back when you are finished working.
Eliminate interruptions. As previously stated, the best way to deal with interruptions is to make them no longer an issue. This involves stopping the problem at the source.
Remember, there are some situations that you cannot control. If you are a parent, work when your children are asleep, at school, or at daycare.
As for the phone issue, do not answer your phone.
Use an answering machine to screen calls for emergencies instead.
As a reminder, you will always face interruptions and distractions when working from home. There are some aspects of life and others that you cannot control. That is why dealing with interruptions should be incorporated into your time management plan.
So, take steps to prevent these distractions and interruptions from causing you to lose money.
You can handle the issue at hand, tone out background noise, not let it get you down, and keep on working.